Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Hadn't had Jace in here in a while. Good to have you back. And look at our sponsors today, the CCA Star Tournament, Texas Insider Fishing Report, and Boyd's One Stop. All right. Weather is 74 down on the island this morning in Galveston, and cloudy today with a high of 77, south-southeast winds 10 to 20. And in for tonight, cloudy with a low of 72, south-southeast 10 to 20. And tomorrow, cloudy skies early, become partly cloudy in the afternoon. And high of 77, winds east-southeast 10 to 20. So pretty much across the board, 10 to 20. Let's roll with it. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have three of them. We have a low coming up at 8:03 a.m. It's an 0.4, then a high at 3:32 p.m. a 1.3, and a low at 9:31 p.m. a 1.0. 6:49 a.m. is sunrise. Sunset is 7:48 p.m. Our moon phase, 68%. Headed towards our next full moon. Looking at current conditions, Galveston Channel right now, it's 74 degrees down there with 75-degree water. South winds at 6 to 10. Eagle Point, it's 74 degrees with 75-degree water. South-southeast winds at 14 to 16. And Morgan's Point, 73 degrees with 75-degree water. Southeast winds 13 to 16. And barometric pressure is like 29.91 inches and steady at all locations. So that's pretty much where we're at. Good weather. You know, if you like this wind direction, it's all for you. All right, well, let's run over to Sabine Lake. Let's check in with old Captain Bill Watkins this morning and see what he's up to. Good morning, Bill. What is going on over there?
Well,
it's
a deep subject for a shallow mind.
Yeah.
We have some fresh water. But
yeah. Man, I couldn't believe the level of Toledo Bend the other day. I saw some pictures, and, man, all the boat docks were underwater and everything. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that they don't have a lot of clearance off those boat docks anyway.
No.
And Toledo Bend gets up even 1 inch over pool, they're going to pull the cork.
Right.
They're going to suck it out. And they're scared of that lake. I don't care what anybody says, they're afraid of it. And the watershed is so huge. You know, when it starts running and they got all those big rains, I mean.
A lot of those areas up through there had 10 to 14 inches of rain out of that last front. You know, it was crazy.
10 to 14 inches. And in Panola County and Hardin and up around Jasper, Newton County, They had some rain, buddy.
Yeah, they did.
telling you. Oh, yeah.
I remember I was watching radar as that came in that morning. It rolled me out of the rack because we had some my way and extreme thunder and lightning. And I was looking at radar, and I couldn't believe all the purple, you know, mm-hmm. just a big old glob of it in that area just crawling, you know, kind of to the northeast through there. And I said, man, they are getting dumped on big time.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It flooded downtown Kirbyville right across Highway 96.
That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, man.
If they get enough rain in a short enough period of time, it'll flood Highway 96, all five lanes. I mean, just, and it went through one of the restaurants, Jenny's Fried Chicken. Boy, they had to open the doors and let it run on through.
Man,
and they're on
a
pretty high
on
piece
Main
of
Street.
Oh, God, that was bad. Yeah, I felt sorry for those people. But, hey, if you build in Kirbyville right there at that dip, there's a little creek goes through there, and boy, man. And it normally it's just a little old clear sandy creek, and boy, man, when it comes, get out of the way. But Toledo Bend had all the gates open, about 3 feet. And a friend of mine told me that he was up there fishing this past weekend, and they were catching fish, bass now, in 1 to 2 foot of water. Now, that's unusual for Toledo Bend.
Yeah.
Because they usually, you know, but it was rising at the time, and they were catching some nice fish right up on the bank. Yeah. They've got a lot of bushes on the edge of Toledo. You know, a lot of places, there's lots of underwater brush, but it's mostly not deep enough for the fish to get up in. But, boy, when it gets up, it starts rising, and they'll come to the shorelines.
They crawl in there with it, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. It's an interesting lake to fish. And when it starts dropping, those fish ain't going to stay in there. They're going to leave. It's just the nature of the way they handle that down. But down here in my territory, now I'm still nursing my wife back to health after her back surgery.
She had back surgery? How'd that go?
It worked great. Looks like it's going to really help her. She had a crushed L1, and even though it was trying to heal, it was so slow to heal, you know.
Yeah.
At our age, if you break stuff like that, it's harder for it to heal.
Oh, yeah. And that's with anything. Anything that happens to us this age, it just takes a lot of time.
So they put a balloon in that disc, the bone.
Right.
And the backbone, and shot a balloon up in there and raised that back up where it was supposed to be and got the pressure off her spinal cord. That was what was causing her pain. And then they put some Kwikset cement in there and let it harden. Can you even believe that?
It's hard to believe. I remember back in the day they were putting live coral in there. I had a friend had major back surgery, and that's what they put in him. And
no kidding.
He hadn't looked back for 20 years. Been perfect.
Well, they put that cement in there, and she was
amazing.
Mostly, as soon as that anesthesia wore off, she was feeling better already, and she's gaining her strength back. So, she can't drive. She can't pick up anything heavy. So I'm had to just pull off the water to take care of her. But I'll start Saturday and right on through from then on. It's looks like I'm going to have a pretty full schedule. But I do know what's going on down there. I've got my scouts out. And there's a friend of mine caught some fish off the jetty yesterday. So we know where those fish are going to be when the fresh water's coming.
Oh, yeah. It's Man, I'll tell you, we can't catch a break, can we?
No, that flood was a little bit unneeded. We'd already had enough fresh water.
I know it. Man.
But all that does is bunch those fish up where they can get slaughtered. And that's, but hey, we live with that every year. Usually this time of year, we get some pretty big rains and it kind of freshens everything up. But as soon as that faucet gets turned off, you know what them fish are going to do. They're going to go back north.
Head north. They always do. I was looking at the dam release, at Livingston. It's up to 27.5 now, and it's been, it hadn't got below 15 for a long time. So, 15,000 lakes, 2 or 3 inches above pool, but still.
They caught it too.
Nothing like, your watershed did, but they caught some, so.
I actually talked to a friend of mine that made a little run over to Calcasieu, and he caught, I think it was 7 or 8 over 19 inches to 20 plus. He caught some nice fish over there, so their fish are kind of growing back too.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear, and I know that they've been catching a lot of redfish over there. Trout have been a little bit spotty. It depends. Well, I think most of them are fishing for just, whatever they can catch most of them, put their customers on over there. But
they mostly all go to live shrimp and a mauler, and, they're looking for whatever they can catch.
Right.
And a lot of the boys over here are fishing, guides are fishing for drum and sheephead and redfish.
I'm seeing that coast wide. I've never seen so many drum and sheephead pictures in all my life.
Yeah, they're prolific, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And once you get to fillet them, they eat pretty darn good. That's for sure. A black drum ain't much different than redfish.
No.
They're all pretty much the same kind of critter. They're drum.
Drum.
Yeah, and
croaker, drum, redfish, and trout, they're all in the same family. They're all cousins.
Yeah, trout are so much prettier.
Yeah, and I think they taste better, too.
Well,
depending on how you want to cook them.
I agree.
Fried, I'll go with trout, and grilled, I'll go with redfish. Well, croaker, if you can still catch them big croaks. That's better than any of them.
That's a good fried fish, too.
That is an excellent fish.
Yep, they are. There's no two ways about it. But that boy that caught those trout the other day over here, he caught them on the jetty, went out there and found a little bit clearer water, down about a foot or two.
Right.
And it was pretty windy out there, but he managed to pick up 8 real nice trout. And got his two guys their 3-fish limit real quick. And so the fish, they're starting to arrive now. The tide runners are coming up. They're coming in off the Gulf. And, of course, the fish in the lake are going to be down in the lower half of it.
That's when it gets good, when you got both of them meeting together, tide runners and resident fish all piling up together.
Yeah, when you find that area where all the bait fish coming out of the Gulf, the little fry, where they're all at, and whichever reef that they're on, they'll all get bunched up, and you can whack them. And they'll stay there until, first week or two of June, whenever it salts up, and that big bull tide goes up the channel, and they go with it.
Well, I know it pretty well. Jetties over there in, late May and early June. If you can catch that water green and the wind down, boy, that's some unbelievable trout fishing out there.
Yes, sir, it is. So I'm looking forward to that. And, I talked to another young guy that he went out there and caught sheephead and drum limits. 4 or 5 redfish to boot. big old Hulk and Reg, you know, the kind that you just big old cringe when you have, yeah, when you cringe when you have to put them on the flight table and just look at it and go, oh, crap, I can't believe I got to wade into that. But that's what's going on right now. They're catching plenty of fish.
Yeah.
But it's hard to nail the trout down because they're moving around a lot.
Right.
But like I said, I haven't missed a whole lot by having to take care of my wife for a couple, 3 weeks.
No, we've had some roller coaster weather. Really,
it's been crazy.
It has.
But it's just about to break wide open, and I'm going to be right there on it. Oh, yeah.
Well, this was
so I'll just,
perfect time for her to get that done for you. You bet.
Yeah, it turned out to be fortuitous, but hey, I'll be putting line on reels, getting everything broke eyes fixed, and clean the boat all up, get the brown stains off of it, and be ready to roll Saturday. And
well, I was saying, hey, if your hull's not turning brown, you're not catching fish.
That's true.
Getting that hard water, man.
That's the way
it is.
Let me
knock this break out, Bill. Hang on a second, buddy. I'll be right back at
you.
Go
ahead, man.
All right. Well, the 35th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's right around the corner. That'll start Memorial Day weekend, run all the way through Labor Day. And it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive and Academy Sports and Outdoors. And sign up now. You can take advantage of the early bird specials and over $1 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. With all the tagged reds released in Texas water swimming around, that'll give you a good chance to catch one of those and other species to fish for, like gaff top, drum, and sheephead, and offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cats, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers, to name a few. Go to startournament.org or call 713-626-4222. And sign up today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a
young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 420 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
You know what? I found me a blackberry pie that my wife had baked last night.
What?
I drug that thing out of the refrigerator.
Uh-uh.
And I made me a pot of coffee. And, buddy, I got into it while that break was going on.
Hey, man, heat it up in the microwave and then put you a scoop of vanilla Bluebell on top of it. Lord
help. Well, I didn't even bother to heat it up. I ate it cold. Cold pie and hot coffee.
I remember this time of year, my mom and grandma, they'd always make, like, you know, dewberry pies.
Yes.
It's picking time.
Oh, yeah.
Got to fight the chiggers and the gnats and the mosquitoes and the snakes. Go pick.
I picked a mess of dewberries at my son's house. Mm-hmm. He's got an old concrete slab where they used to have a dairy on his place.
Right.
And it grows the fattest dewberries you've ever seen.
Dang.
And they're just in clusters. And big, some of them big as your thumb. And, man, I picked me about, I don't know, a gallon and a half yesterday real quick. And I come out of there bleeding.
Yeah.
No way I could escape scratching myself up. But, boy, man, all those things are so good. We'll make jam out of that or jelly. And, that's some good stuff. But that berry pie she had, I don't know where she got those berries. But, hey, I could not resist it. My blood sugar is probably about 180 or 190. And, sitting right here talking on the phone, drinking
stroking
coffee.
Stroking out on the outdoor show, drinking coffee and blueberry pie.
Talk about early morning sickos. That's perfect.
Well, it could be a lot worse. Boy, you know what I'm seeing a lot of this year are those woolly bears. You know, those black caterpillars.
Oh, yeah.
Man, there
are
millions
too.
Of them. I mean, everywhere.
Yeah.
I was working in the yard yesterday, and I bet I could have picked up a mason jar full of them. They're all over the place.
Yep. The conditions were right for them. And
Big outbreak of, what do they call them, cicadas or cicadas? You know, what we've been calling locusts for all our lives.
Right.
Supposed to be an overabundance of those this year, too.
I haven't seen one yet.
It's early for them yet, but, you know, when it gets good and hot. I remember when we had the old cordless phones, you know, like the old VTEX, and you'd sit outside and it would mess up the transmission of those from the locusts and the trees screaming.
Yeah.
It would mess up it'd mess those phones up.
I never thought about that. Now, that's a case of trouble I never did go on, I have to admit. Golly. Well, one thing I have been doing is I planted 5 rows of watermelons on the new ground in the back of my pasture. And they might come up and the deer might eat them, but that's okay too, whatever. But I've been doing a little bit of gardening, but I'm ready to go fishing. I'm seriously ready.
I know everybody's yarded out and gardened out. It's
I need to go fishing.
Stable weather patterns, what we need.
Yeah, I'm ready to get back at it. My old shoulder's still not quite right, but hey, I'm functional. I can cast and fillet a redfish, so life's good.
That's all that matters.
Yep. Yeah, so it's the hard bait bite has not totally materialized for me this year, and I can't talk to anybody else that's had much of it either.
It's been spotty at best.
A lot of the people are catching them on soft plastics with a quarter ounce jig head or an eighth ounce or whatever they're throwing, and that's just kind of what it's been. But, you know, that still has time to happen. And topwater bite will probably take off pretty quick. That'll happen, you know, here pretty quick.
Yeah, June's a good topwater month.
And we have caught some back in late February and March. We caught some, caught a few on topwaters, but the kingpin has been soft plastics.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And always will be.
You
know, you're not going to find any lures that are going to outfish a soft plastic bait. Well, depending on the guy throwing it. Yeah, if you got somebody who knows how to throw one, they're going to always catch fish with soft plastic.
That's right. And they've got, even now, they've adapted those rat tail baits to targeting bass on live scope.
You know,
a bass on winter pattern. They're throwing something that looks for all the world like a Little John.
Right.
You know, and catching fish on it. Well, I could have told them that a long time ago because I catch marsh bass on that Little John all the time.
Yeah, that's a
weird
bait.
It's weird how they bite that thing. You can just straight reel it, and they put a little hop in the get along every once in a while, and those things, they'll just come out of there and knock fire out of it. And I wondered if it would work. But now those pros are showing us that, yes, they will work.
Sure.
They can target individual fish on that live scope with it in deep water and just wear them out. Fascinating stuff. It's like they've reinvented the wheel and gone in a different direction with it. Pretty amazing.
So, it changes.
You know, it's a very versatile bait, that Little John. And that 4-inch K Wiggler, man, that's a fish catching machine. So I'm alternating between those two. And, you know, if I need a little bit of kick in the tail, I'll just grab me a down south bait and work it out. And the fish love that stuff. Trout especially, redfish, oh man. You can still do some work with a gold spoon or a silver spoon and, you know, Hoganars.
You can catch them. But we've already done that. We've mastered all that.
Been there, done that.
New. If I had the money, I'd start trying some of these, swim baits that they're using that are anywhere from $75 up to $500, you know, the jointed, you know, those slide swimmers and all that. That's just.
I'm drawing the line there, friend.
Yeah,
I'm
I just got a text from a listener, sent me a site to those, and I'm just going, throw one of those out and break it off on a bull red. That's all right. I'll pass.
No, just something about being manipulated price-wise like that bothers me.
I mean, $100 for a bait?
Get real.
Well, I don't know. You know, quarter shrimp's $25 now, and croakers are, what, $1 a piece? But, I mean.
$25?
Yeah.
Oh,
anywhere from 22 to 25, depending on where you buy it from, what bait camp.
Well, hey, if I was the guy dragging that shrimp net, I'd be charging more than that. I don't know how they come out.
They actually make more money off of live bait than they do selling eating shrimp.
The market got flooded
with over $1 billion worth of farm-raised shrimp or whatever. And see, now they can cryogenically freeze everything, and you thaw them out and sell them, they taste just like fresh shrimp. And they've just flooded the market and dropped the price so bad, those guys can't afford to do it.
No, that put most of the shrimpers out of business.
Well, they have.
All we've got is the big Gulf shrimp now. Those guys, they're still operating those big boats. But even that fleet is not as big as it used to be.
No, and bay shrimpers, they're just pretty much non-existent now.
They're almost
out of business. There's still some, but I mean, people don't realize how many people, just like opening day on May 15th, I mean, there's just hundreds and hundreds of boats dragging the bays
back
in the day, and now there's a handful on the whole coast. It's crazy.
Yep, that's right. I remember we went to Port Isabel several years ago, and there was a side chute off the channel down there, and they had rows of shrimp boats, big shrimp boats, tied up. And I asked that guy, I said, what in the world's the deal with all those shrimp boats? He said, bank owns them.
Bank owns them?
Bank owns them. I went, my God, they lost money right there. But that's how many people went out of business that could not survive.
Well, they had that buyback program, too, where you had to sell, you know, you just sell out and go out of business.
Yeah.
Buy your boat and your license, everything.
Hey, speaking of that, I wish they'd offer us that.
I don't see it happening. That'd be nice, though, you know. Limited entry guides, and then if you want in, you got to buy one out to get into the business. I mean, that's kind of like they do it up north. You know, a lot of the hunting outfitters, they roll like that, too.
Shoot, man, I'll tell you, I wish they'd offer me about $100,000 to kick out. It's hard to make a living at this anymore. Cause
I might go for half of that. Here you go. Book, boat,
I might too, buddy.
All my numbers, hey, just come get it.
Come get it.
Come get it, man. Exactly. Good luck.
Yeah. Yep. All we need is a little bit more biodynamics and we'll be perfect.
You know, it's stable weather ahead and fishing season, and everybody's going to be wanting to go at one time when everything gets right and everybody starts catching them. I mean, look at the price of fuel already. It's just still just going up.
Oh, God. Oh, I forgot to tell you, the Sealy tournament, what we call the old McDonald tournament, it's going on this weekend.
This weekend, yep.
If I was brave and gutsy enough, I'd try it, but still too close to the end of my wife's internment.
Man, I was up at Rayburn one week for spring break, and he had that tournament up there. And I could not believe, well, that weekend we didn't even fish. I mean, there was, you know how it gets up there. I mean, it was just 6,000 boats or whatever. It's crazy.
Well, they've got, I talked to a fellow the other day that knows Sealy, and he said they have 8,100 pre-registered.
My gosh.
That was like Monday.
Talk about pressure on a resource.
Oh, those fish will have shell shock.
Can you cover a big lake like lures in the water? Somebody's going to pop some big ones. I mean, it just
there'll be some big ones caught. There'll be a boat every 20 yards in that whole Bunster's Lake.
Oh, man.
My son said, I said, you going to go fish that? He said, no, Dad, I'm going to stay home. I'm not going anywhere near the lake this weekend.
No.
I have to say, I can't blame him. That bothers him. He can't stand somebody pulling in front of him 20 yards ahead of him and putting the trolling motor down.
It becomes dog eat dog.
Yeah, it do.
No mercy.
No mercy, buddy. There'll be a lure in every piece of structure and every bush on Rayburn.
Oh, man, pull up. We got fish in the tournament? Well, who isn't? Who isn't?
I wouldn't be there if it, you know, that.
Right.
If I was not going to fish it, I wouldn't be on the lake. I'd go to Toledo or somewhere.
Man, that part of the country up there, there's just no room for that many people. There's no accommodations for them.
Well, you think about a 500-boat high school bass tournament.
Yeah.
And then expand that times probably another 1,500 boats or 2,000 boats. I figure two to the boat.
Well, two to a boat, that's still right now at 8,100. That's going to give you over 4,000 boats.
That's 4,000 boats.
Already signed up, and that's not counting all the late sign-ups that are going to come.
Yeah, do the math.
Yeah.
Hard to
brother. A lot of money, though.
Yes, it is. They'll be giving away some good prizes.
Oh, yeah. He got a heck of a payout. That's crazy.
Yep.
All right,
yeah,
buddy. Well, I got to roll out of here. It's break time. If somebody wants to give you a call, Bill, about coming over and fishing with you, and I'm glad your wife's doing a lot better, give them a number, man.
Yeah. 409-673-9211.
All right, Bill.
Yep.
Have a good day, buddy.
All right, buddy. You take
care.
We'll
see you later. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory talk to me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got to take care of me.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 438 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Conroe now. Let's check in with the fish dude. Good morning, Richard. What's up?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you this morning?
I couldn't be better, and thanks for asking. What's up?
Not a lot. Getting ready to go see if we can't catch a few hybrids and stuff this morning. We might. Ain't no telling what we're going to do today. Hybrids, maybe some crappie, maybe some catfish, too. There ain't a bit of telling.
You had a pretty decent mess of crappie the other day.
Yeah, they wasn't doing too bad, I promise you. They wasn't doing bad at all.
I mean, for Conroe, so, you know?
Yeah, I guarantee you we had, you know, it wasn't bad. We had, like, 21 day, had 50 the next. I mean, 50. Had 15 the next, and then had another 15 after that. So it wasn't bad at all. I mean, it's hopefully it gets a little bit better, but, I mean, I can't complain. You're not kidding. You're not kidding.
Crappie don't go far, man. They look nice in the box, and then after you fillet them out, you go, boy, that ain't much meat for all the fish I just cleaned.
I heard that. But, you know, they'll fill up a gallon bag pretty quick, though. That's the thing, because there's – the ones that we're catching are some pretty good size ones. So.
Right.
And the best part is we're seeing the variety. Some short ones, we're seeing some bigger ones, and the mid-range fish too. So that means the spawn happened pretty good for a couple of years, and that's great. I mean, that hopefully it'll bring them back anyway. That's the biggest thing. So just get them rascals coming back in the lake, and we'll be in good shape. So
yeah,
especially
what's the minimum length on them? 10 inches? It ought to be about 10 inches. 12. I don't even want to mess with them unless they're over 12. You know, if they're 13,
you know,
or 14, that then
those are good ones.
You want to keep? Yeah.
Yeah. When you start getting those 15 inches, then you got a slab.
There you go. 15s and 16s. Let's roll.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. There ain't no doubt about it. You know, that's the thing. But that's like these hybrids. These hybrids have been being weird over here lately. I don't know what the heck's going on with them. That the shad kind of have been on the bulkheads, but they haven't been on the bulkheads. It's kind of on and off. And as they move up and back, typically the hybrids will get on little sandbars and stuff like that. But I'll tell you what, it's been weird. I would catch them on, day before yesterday, I think, or maybe day before that, caught them up caught like one or two up shallow and then kind of looking for them up shallow where they should be, and they hadn't been there. Then yesterday I decided, well, I'm going to go out here and hit a little deeper stuff and end up keeping seven of them yesterday, so it wasn't too bad. I mean, they were all deeper, you know. That was, they're not supposed to be there yet, but they were. So it's one of those deals where this year, every pattern that is a normal thing that should happen every year, it's not happening. I can't even tell you it's a month off or anything like that, because it's just not, the way over all the years, everything is totally different this year. Can't figure out why. Don't know why. That's like with the largemouth.
It seems to be later, you know.
It does. I mean, I don't get it, you know, because the weather's, the weather's right. Yes, it just doesn't make any sense to me. But it doesn't have to. As long as I can figure it out, I got it. You know, I'm not too worried about it as long as I can figure it out. And that's the biggest thing. You know, a lot of people, they just kind of go with this is what they do, and they stick to what they think they do instead of following what the fish are actually doing. You know, it's like I get people all the time asking when I'm fishing for the largemouth, what do you use, the worms and stuff? I use whatever the fish tell me to use, you know.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, a lot of times I'm going to fish crankbaits for them and stuff like that, because one reason is something that covers water. You know, I can cover a lot of water with a crankbait or like a spinner bait or something like that. Right. Always moving baits. You know, with a worm, you're slow poke. You got to slow down and work everything. No, not me. If I'm looking for them and trying to find a concentration of fish, I'm going to use fast moving baits on them all the time. Now, whenever I find them, I'm going to lock down on them and start hammering on them. And then I may start dragging some plastics around. But, for the most part, you know, now with during the spawn, like we just got through with, and when the fish were all up shallow, sure, you take those little shad assassins or even that tap out or something like that and just throw it out there and jerk it around on the surface with no weight and stuff, and they'll eat the heck out of it. But now they've moved out a little bit from the shore, so you got to get back out on those brush piles. And you know, when you hit those brush piles with a crankbait or something, it's a reaction bite's what you're getting. That thing, the crankbait will hit that brush pile, and as it hits it, it deflects off, and that deflection is what they're going to hit, because it's something that changed. It's erratic, and it looks like it's either trying to get away or it's wounded or whatever, and that's what they do. They chase wounded things and things that are trying to get away from them. You know, I tell people, like these hybrids, for example, they love to chase baits because if it's trying to get away from them, they want to catch it. You know, it's like kind of like that dog won't mess with nothing until it runs away. You know, everybody's seen a dog like that. You get him out there and he's just as good as he can be. But as soon as something tries to run away from him, he's going to chase it. Now, if whatever he's chasing stops, he'll turn tail and run most of the time. But when it's running away from him, he's got to chase it. That's just their nature. And the same way with these hybrids and largemouth are really notorious about that. When it's trying to get away from them, they gotta get it. There ain't no doubt. They gotta try. So it's all good. And that, I mean, this morning looks like it's gonna be good. I hope that wind kind of stays down on us a little bit today, but who knows? I mean, it's been kind of picking up every day. The mornings have been nice, and later on in the day, it's kind of getting after it, falling a little bit. Yeah. And I mean, it hadn't been too bad, but there's a couple of days where it gets kind of bumpy out here, and it's, you know, just got to go with the flow, I guess. You know, that's the main thing. So we see if we can't get these rascals to act right. I know them catfish ought to be acting right. There ain't no doubt. Them suckers have been doing really good here lately. So that's what that's one of the things that's almost a given. When you go catfishing, you're pretty much going to catch them. So it's, you know, like to say, those hybrids yesterday, I want to jump on them just right off the bat this morning just because I've kind of got them figured out right now. Mm-hmm. as far as being out in that deep water, which, like I say, they've been kind of fooling me, not doing what I thought they were going to do or what they should have been doing. And now that I kind of figured out where a couple of decent little schools are, because like I say, yesterday, those schools of hybrids were just sitting in one little spot, and and it's kind of a bend of the channel as it comes into this flat area that I've been normally catching them on this time of year. They're just kind of sitting there. They're not moving a lot, but whenever they do move, they eat. And that was one of the things I noticed yesterday. Was about the first hour and a half of the morning, they did good, and then after that, they just kind of shut down, and you catch one here and one there. And then it's just kind of weird how they were acting. So, and that's, like I say, as long as I got it figured out, I'm good with it. Them rascals, they can run, but they can't hide, because I'm on the hunt. I am always on the hunt for them. There ain't no doubt. So.
Well, I'll tell you, some of them I've seen pictures of, they are fat and healthy. Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness. They're as full as a wood tick, I promise you. There ain't no doubt, them rascals.
It's crazy.
Man, they get in there and just go to eating and gorging themselves. Now, some of them are full of eggs, you know. And that's what's funny is that when they lay those eggs, those dang old goo, those drum get out there and start eating them eggs. So I always know when they've kind of spawned out. Mm-hmm. Is because those drum get in there and start eating them eggs. Yeah, I mean them suckers, they get in there and start eating them eggs like crazy. And I'll catch, like yesterday we had one of them, he jumped on it and took off, and I thought, man, that's a hybrid right there, because that son, when he hit it, he was gone, and it's about a 6-pound goot. It's like, okay, that's it, you big old rascal. And it's like, okay. And that's, I thought, man, we done got another one. And it was on a different little spot. And I told those guys, I said, it's this spot. Normally they're all over it, but we're just going to have to, just going to have to see, what they're acting like right now. And like I say, we got right there on it, and that wind was kind of blowing just a little bit. And I thought, man, we're set up perfect. And then all of a sudden, boom, he took off. It's like, okay. Okay, I see how you want to be. That's the name of the game this morning or today.
Richard, well, I got a roll, my friend. If somebody wants to call you about coming up and getting after it, are you running two a days right now?
Yes, sir. Right now, before it gets too dang hot, anyway.
I got you.
Yeah, but anyway, anyone can get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com. Or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, Richard. Always a pleasure, buddy.
Fun.
You have a good day. Catch them up, man. See
you. Yes, sir. You too.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, that's the Fish Dude up on Lake Conroe. Now let's go down to Matagorda. Let's check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Not a lot, my friend.
Not much on this end either.
Still nursing them Astro hangovers. Boy, it's bad right now. Golly.
That first baseman cost us that game yesterday.
You think?
And the pitching.
Well, true.
But, whatever. It is what it is. One thing about it, Mickey, it can't get much worse. It's got to start going the other direction. You would think.
Man, I'd have never dreamed we'd have started out 6-14.
Yeah.
Man, not with all that talent.
Oh, we got the talent. It just
well, they better wake it up real quick and get it going, because, man, you dig a hole too deep, you'll never crawl out of it, no matter what kind of runs you put on.
Yeah, but we've seen it happen before with other teams.
Well, true. Yeah. Look what the Phillies did that one year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I came back.
Anyway, it's still some entertainment, so whatever.
Yeah, I like watching the guys, man. They're just waiting on bombs to go off. Yordan and Tucker and Altuve and our new catcher. Boy, he's fun to watch, too.
Hey, the backup catcher ain't bad either. He can hit.
No, he's good.
Yeah.
He can start
play
for
first
anybody.
Base.
Yeah, he
Heck
could.
Yeah. Sure. Anyway, no, I haven't fished since Saturday. I know we've had a good stretch of weather, and they are catching some fish. There's just still not a lot of people fishing.
Yeah.
Saturday I saw more people on the water than I had all year long. but several lodges had some big groups, and that had a lot to do with it. But,
right.
And I ain't seen a sand trout show up yet unless they showed up this week.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is with that. I mean, you know.
I don't know.
Not that, you know, we really want to catch them, but they're usually a pain in the butt, you know. And they're not well, there.
Usually they can round out a box for you on a slow day. You can get into some nice sand trout, you know, 12, 14 inches. That's
yeah.
Makes a difference.
And we got a lot of gaff top around.
They're coming on in, baby. That water's been above 70 for a while. They're coming. Pinch hitters.
Are they catching any sand trout in Galveston?
No, not that I'm hearing of.
This seems kind of strange.
Yeah, it does.
You know? But,
well, that's a, you know, that's like the croaker, you know, the Atlantic croaker. It's just a species of fish. It just, it's not prevalent anymore.
Yeah, but there's a reason for that. They don't get a chance to get big anymore.
Well, that's true.
We didn't have that back. We didn't have that back in the day when people weren't using them for bait. We had them everywhere, but
no. But everybody used. Remember back when they used the brine tanks? All that bycatch went over the side dead.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I think it's got something to do. It's environmental, water quality, and changes and things. There's something to it.
I guess it's just a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's a lengthy discussion.
Yeah, we didn't get. We don't have the, you know, the river flooding over here. Like now, the Brazos River by my house here in Sugarland, man, that thing's up and nasty.
Yeah. That's what Hammer was telling me the other day. Boy, it's some ugly water down at Brazos, too.
It is.
Red clay mud. That's nasty.
You know, I always wondered how, when we had all these floods, when y'all had them in Galveston here a few years ago, and, you know, we thinking that all those fish moved down toward us, but how in the hell did they get past that Brazos? It was horrible.
I don't know. Gulf currents are a lot different.
So yeah.
It'll stay salty underneath. It'll support all that water coming out of those rivers.
Yeah. Did you get out and fish this week?
No, I didn't go. Didn't go, buddy. No takers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to get buddies to go fishing nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, just get everybody together. Nah, man, we're good. Same old thing. I don't want to go catch pencils. If I was catching some big ones, they would. They'd be begging to jump on the boat.
Now, I've talked to a few people this week that's had some good days and catching everything over 20 inches, having to turn them all loose.
That's good.
Yeah.
The new bycatch, 20-inch plus trout.
Right. I think it's going to help. It can't.
Well, it can't.
It
hurt.
Can't not help. No,
yeah.
It can't not help. It's got to help.
True.
But
we shall
let
see.
Them keep those 15, 16-inch fish and let those better ones go.
Time is the great healer, they say.
And hope they don't hook them like the sand trout and the gulf trout and the croakers and everything else has. So.
Right.
Who knows?
Well,
who knows? How's your tomato plants doing?
I didn't plant this year. First year ever. I'm changing a lot of things in my lifestyle.
Yeah.
My buddy down the road, Raz, he's planted so many tomato plants. I saw that garden. I said, well, I'm gonna pass on tomatoes this year. I know where I can get them.
So. Yeah. Mine got hit by that hail. And
a lot of people's did. Boy, that's terrible.
And they survive and they're growing, but I've only got two that are producing right now, two plants.
Right.
I don't know whether I should have pulled them and replanted or what, but It is what it is.
Oh, yeah. If I'd have planned it, I'd have lost all mine. I'd have to start all over again.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, man, you have a good day. If somebody wants to call you about coming down, how do they get a hold of you?
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie P. Always a pleasure. And, man, we got a day off today. We don't have to go any, through any misery today, but we'll start up tomorrow. Go straight.
All right, take care, Mickey.
All right, bud. Later. All right, it's time for a top-of-the-hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.